This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. He calls himself the Doodle Captain. When up to 100 people come together at a local brewery with eager crayons and sharpened pencils, Mike Clock wanders around, checking on their work. They've gathered for another monthly meeting of Kalamadoodle. Mike, I understand that you're the doodle captain of Kalamadoodle.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct.
What a wonderful thing to be a doodle captain. That's what I want to be when I grow up.
It was the job I never applied for, but I've certainly enjoyed having these last 4 years.
4 years you've been doing this.
Yes, just over 4 years in August.
So what is Kalamadoodle for those who have never come across it yet?
Sure. So we like to call Kalamadoodle a celebration of craft and creativity here in Kalamazoo, Michigan. What that comes into in its current form is a monthly drink and draw series where we go around to local breweries and encourage people to create in an informal manner.
Is it always breweries?
Typically, it has been. We'll do some things that we may touch on later that involve private events or workshops that could change the location, but we host one free event per month, and we typically go to breweries for those.
Kind of unleashes people a little bit.
Well, it just so happened to be around the time that I started. I'm a freelance designer by trade, and
okay.
I was working with a lot of breweries in town and needed a host location. So as they were growing and popping up, as they have done around Kalamazoo, it felt like a natural fit.
And they must appreciate it because you're bringing in a crowd, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, it gives us, you've tried hosting something at your house and nobody knows how to get there. There's not enough parking. There's logistics that come into play. Having a community space that's already open and welcoming of a large group of people made a lot of sense for us. And we try to do it on a Wednesday where it may be a slower night for them. One, to break up the work week, and two, to bring in a little business for them as well.
So how many people are you drawing these days?
We've drawing.
I like that.
That's good.
Yeah.
We've held pretty consistent numbers. We can range, but partially depending on location. But we've seen, as few as 40 and as many as 100 at times.
Wow. Wow. Nice. Do you do this too, or do you just kind of wander the grounds and sip your beer?
It's become more of an admin position. I'm always there trying to make sure everybody has what they need, and I get to draw again as a profession. So I don't necessarily need that time for it, but I really wanted to create an event that encouraged people that don't get to draw that often to create. So I really just try to make sure that the people that decide to show up and give us a shot are given the tools they need to be successful in creating and having fun for that night.
And I'm guessing you have all kinds of ages?
Yeah, that's been one of the most exciting parts about it. I originally kind of saw it as something maybe for younger people to try networking in that space, is something a little bit less formal than a standard business card style event or just a standing table event. So this was a little bit more interactive.
Yeah.
I saw it maybe as something a little more fun for a younger audience, but very quickly it turned into, can my kids go? Or, people of all ages showing up, and there's really been no pushback or any negative feedback on that.
Yeah.
I have college kids sitting next to 8-year-olds, and they're more than well behaved on both sides of that. So it's been awesome.
You've got milk beside those beers.
Yeah.
And what about skill levels? Should someone be nervous if they're not a maestro in their art?
Absolutely not. I mean, I celebrate the stick figures just as much as the fine art. It's really about getting your hands creating again, something that maybe mm-hmm. we used to do a lot as kids, but because of jobs or just life goals, things changing, don't have an opportunity to anymore. So finding one time, at least a month, to say, I'm just going to doodle.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. This is how it begins.
We lay craft paper on the tables.
I was going to ask about that.
Yeah, provide crayons, colored pencils, markers, things of that nature. So that our hope is you will end up maybe leaving it on the table.
Yeah.
So there isn't that pressure of that finished product. This needs to be perfect. And that's where we really enjoy seeing something as a funny stick figure or something that's really colorful and vibrant and somebody that you can tell is doing art on a more professional level.
Well, if you have up to 100 people coming, you've got to have papers and papers. Do you keep them? What happens to all of this artwork and doodling?
That's one of our favorite questions and favorite answers. answers. I mean, we get to hold on to 4 years worth of doodles. Once a year, we try to partner with the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts during Kalamazoo Beer Week. And we'll have an event there. And I believe we're planning it for 2019 also.
Nice.
Where we take out a bunch of them, we cut them up. And sometimes, you know, they can be a little tough to frame as far as their shape and size, but we'll at least get them posted on some tack board and have them on display for people.
Do you do any kind of starters or themes, or if somebody's just stuck, or do you just let them sit there until something comes to them?
We definitely have had feedback on the potential to add something like that. My thought was always, if we tell them what to draw, we're not going to get the weird thing that they're thinking about. If we say, you know, draw a horse, maybe they won't draw the unicorn on it, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
And so we try not to keep them inside any type of box, but at different points in time, we've offered things like coloring sheets just to get their hands warm, or if it's somebody that's truly there just for the social component of it, that can give them something to keep their hands busy, feel like they're creating, but not feel the pressure to have to come up with something on the spot.
Have you developed some regulars?
We definitely have. Oh yeah, there's a active group of people that thoroughly support us. So it's been a joy to see and grow and connect with those people. I'd call many of them friends now that I don't think I would have met otherwise, and I find that very rewarding.
A bit of community building in there, isn't there?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So we actually pride ourselves on three different things. I like to use the expression, it takes three legs to make a stool stand. And so we try to come up with different themes for the first 3 years, and those have just kind of stuck.
Yeah.
The first year was spread creativity. We just want to get people creating. The next year was build community. Let's foster those people and really help encourage them grow in their artistic pursuits. Mm-hmm. And then year three was do good. So let's take this community that we've built and try to do things like supply drives and canned food drives and donating stuff to things like Read and Write Kalamazoo or a local middle school, and try to use our community that we're building to do more than just drink beer.
Not that that's a problem.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, I was looking at your blog on your site, and you wrote something about that it's not just about the doodling, but you want to make an impact.
Definitely. I think creativity has just done so much for me personally in my life, and being able to find ways to get through hard times and express myself through creative means. Mm-hmm. It's a gift that I feel like I was given an opportunity to have, and to try to, at the very least, introduce it to people is a great thing to, I think, to accomplish.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Captain Doodle, Mike Clock, the founder of Kalamadoodle. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.